Hampton, 'twas on one Sunday morn. I'd fought up against his religion, but he took his son along. He shot himself some very fine quail and one big piece of the air. And on his way returning, hoping that a great big grizzly is there. The bear marched out in the middle of the road, and he walked with the coon, you see. The coon got so excited that he climbed up a persimmon tree. The bear sat down upon the ground, and the coon climbed out on a leaf. Cast his eyes to the darkness skies, and these words went to him. Oh, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Oh, oh, look at the coon hawk from the belly on the wheel and then. Three Hebrews killing from the fiery furnace, from the good book to declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, look at the place, don't you have that bear? Now, Mr. Bear, let you and I reach this thing out together, eh? Nice bear. Good old bear. If I should give it just one good, nice, juicy bite, would you go away? Oh, you would, eh? Well, I'll stay right here. If Coon played up in that tree, I think it was all right. He said, well, Lord, if you don't help that bear, then you'll be an awful fight. Just about then, the limb let go, and the Coon came a-tumbling down. You should have seen him keep a cloth around before he struck the ground. He hit the ground a couple right steps through. He put out a gun again tight. Just then, the bear hugged his Coon. He squeezed him a little too tight. The Coon then lost his laughter, but the bear held on with a bit. He cast his eyes to the darkness skies, and once more turned to him.